Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today, and we have an action-packed show. This is going to be so much fun. Wonder why you never can keep up your New Year's resolutions? You have such good intentions, and you make them, and you decide you're going to lose weight, or you're going to make more money, or you're going to change your job, or find your life's purpose and follow your life's purpose. All those things that in the past you've thought about and you've wondered about and haven't been able to accomplish, or it just took so much time that you kind of gave up on it. So anyway, we're going to talk about how to make your New Year's resolutions work and how to get them to work for you, especially, and design them correctly, so that they can work. Benny, can you give the information on how they can call in, and we'll go from there?
Sure, I'd love to do that. And also, first of all, Happy New Year to you, Sue.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And hopefully the bestest of New Year goes to everyone out there. And if we like to start off right, let's do it here. And you can do that at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. 2819. Let's kick off the new year and bring you on the angel readings.
And away we go.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this year. For some reason, it feels like the planets are all aligned or all the energy is right, that this is going to be a super-duper year for everyone, financially, emotionally, relationship-wise. I get a lot of excitement from the angels on all of this. We should go back, in case that you're a first-time listener or you just need a little refresher on who I am and why I'm called the Angel Lady. So I had a near-death experience as a child. I was suffocating. I was wrapped in my blankets, and I was actually found out later I was turning blue. And I was, at that point, I, even though I was 18 months old, saw angels flying over my head, and such a sense of peace came over me. It was incredible. It was just like, you're with us. I guess that's the best way to say how I felt and how I could explain it. At that point, an angel got my mother's attention, and she came running up the stairs knowing something was wrong, and was able to save me, and here I am with all these incredible gifts. So I want to go back to being 4 years old, and at 4 years old, a voice of guidance, and it was an adult male voice, would talk to me and tell me what parents should be doing. They weren't, whether I was going to win a board game before I started playing. This voice would just give me strength and comfort if I needed comfort. And so I called it my little man. And many years later, I found out that my little man was really Archangel Michael. All those years, they had been talking to me, specifically Archangel Michael. And that's how my life proceeded. That's how why I had all these gifts. And I didn't know that I was that different, but I do know that when my daughter was a teenager, she would come to me and she would say the name of one of her friends, and she'd say, they want to know how things are going to work out, and is this the right boyfriend? And I was always able to tell them. So I had something different. They knew who to ask, And now you have that opportunity. You can ask me about relationships, about questions about your career, about business, about moving forward. We can talk about your life purpose, although that's a little more difficult to just come up with in a sentence. But you can call in. And Benny, you want to give the number one more time?
Sure, we'd love to do so. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Perfect. All right, so call and let's design a plan for you, for your new year, so that you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be, and just feel good about yourself because you've accomplished some of your goals. And I'm excited about that. So one of the angels that can help you with your goals is Eileen, who's the angel of happiness. Another angel is Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting, because that's what you'll want to do. Another one is Jeremiah, who's the angel of financial security. Write that one down. Jeremiah, financial security. And then we have the love of angels. We have Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel of love, and Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, who's the angel of attraction. And the angel of attraction not just works with love and helping you find soulmates, but also helps with relationships. If your relationship needs a new spark or a little beefing up, then talk to Terina, the angel of attraction. So those are some of the angels. Oh, I guess there's one more that's kind of knocking me on the head and say, don't forget about me. Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of careers. So if you're in a career, you want a career change, you want a promotion, you want something to build up your career, make it better, make it stronger, Corey is the angel to talk to. And now I'd like to go and talk about setting goals. How much time do we have, Benny? Is this a good time to get started?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You have a few more minutes left before our first break.
A few more. Okay, good. So we'll start out with setting goals. And the thing you want to do is you want to set a small goal, one that you can accomplish, one that can be achieved. You may have your down-the-line five-year plan. You may have your one-year plan. But what you really want to do if you're trying to accomplish a New Year's resolution, a New Year's goal, is to make it small. So let's just say your goal is to lose weight. Then you would say that your affirmation is, I am 5 pounds thinner by February 15th. And you give yourself a date. If you can make the date 60 days ahead, if you can make the date like maybe March 15th, and make it a small goal, you can always surpass your goal, but you'll feel so excited when you make your goal, meet your goal. So if you get to the 5 pounds, then you can be happy, excited, thank your angels, feel how excited you are. A lot of manifesting is feeling. Feeling excited, feeling that you can accomplish your goal, feeling successful. So go through your feelings and then set your goal for the next part of whatever it is. If it's, like again, we're using losing weight right now, but we'll after the break, we'll talk about other goals. Then set another 5 and give yourself 60 days or another 10. Just don't overwhelm yourself. Don't make it so big that you know you can't accomplish it. Okay, where are we now? Is this a good time?
No, actually, 2 more minutes. You can stretch it out just a little bit more.
Okay, yep, I sure. got more.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right,
yeah,
so
yeah.
then we'll change. Why don't you just come in and say, Sue, it's time. How about that? And I'll just keep going.
All right, we'll do it.
All right. So the next goal that you probably would have is a goal to bring either more love or more romance into your life, or a new love or a soulmate. So let's start with a continued romance in your life and more love in your life. And the way you would do that is you would think of either a person or a situation. Situation being a new girlfriend, new boyfriend, whatever it happens to be. And then you would set your 2-month goal by so-and-so, and you give your 2-month goal. I will have a new romance in my life, or my love life will be increased or stronger. Whatever way you want to do it. And always positive. You never say a negative. I don't want this. Never going to have that. You never put, and there's my never, a negative into a goal. And usually a goal starts with I am or I have. And if you look in at the affirmations in the Angel First Aid book, all of them start with I am or I have. So, and it's as if it's already accomplished. I have lost 15 pounds. Yes, you know, so you kind of make it I am or I have. I have the new partner in my life. I have a new boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is in my life. And it's I have or I am. So if you're making your own, then that's what you do. And I'll tell you how to reach me, because it feels like in order to design a program for yourself, you may want to do a consultation with the angels and with me. And the way you would do that is you would call 800-323-1790. Now, this is not the number to call into the show. This is for the consultation. 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net. 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 And we can design a program for you, one that you'll be able to accomplish, one that you'll be proud of yourself that you did the consultation, accomplished your goals, have the career that you want, are on the path that you're looking for. So contact the Angel Lady, and we shall do that for you.
Yep, and let's do that. And let's also give out the number if you'd like to join us on her show. That's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And the broadcast for today is with her, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Mini readings. You can call us 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we'll be back with more.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we're talking about your goals, setting goals, and how to make your New Year's resolutions come to pass, to have them come to fruition. And think about it that way, that this is going to be the year when you have the career you want, you have the business going that you want, you became the entrepreneur that you were hoping to be. This is the year that you're going to achieve your goals. And we've also been talking about weight, so, and losing weight. And I'm not sure that that's how I, why the angel started me on that, but I guess everybody kind of this time of year is thinking about it, because after the holidays, I actually ate myself through the holidays. I got to be honest with you. I know I gained some weight over the holidays, so that's why I guess it's on my mind.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little few pounds here and there. I'm just saying, you know, some people are into it. Just saying.
It depends on where those few pounds go, too.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
How far down they go and where they land.
Exactly right. Let me break in here real fast, if you don't mind. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show today. It is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's filling in for Dr. Pat. These are the times for the mini angel reading, so give us a call. 800-930-2819. And we'll start off. We have a couple callers holding, so we'll take Howard calling in from Seattle. Hi, Howard.
Hi. Hey, thank you very much. Happy New Year for taking my call.
Oh, good to talk to you. I heard your voice, your angel just started jumping up and down. So they like this connection.
Wow. I actually called up to find out if you might be able to tell me if I have a purpose angel and a prosperity angel, and just what the angels are saying for me this year, what my outlook is or what they think I ought to be doing.
Okay. All right. So let's start with your... Actually, you have three angels that have been with you for your whole life. So let me go with those, and then we'll get to the two you asked for. Your archangel is Michael, and he says that you know him. He's been with you for a long time. He saved you. He said you know him. And then, is that true?
I've been praying to... He's one of the archangels I've been praying for.
Perfect. All right. Well, you got him. And then, let's see, you have... Solomon, who's the angel of safety, security, that's emotional security, financial security, so Solomon is a good angel. And then you also have, you have two archangels. You are doing well. Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, is the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. How's that?
Yeah.
You got to write those down.
I am.
Okay, great. So you... And, all right, and then you asked for the angel for prosperity, so that was Uriel, and it's an archangel, so it's super prosperity. And then one about your purpose, right? An angel for your purpose. Darla, D-A-R-L-A, is the angel that helps with that. But let me tell you, your life's purpose is something that you did before the age of five that was unique and different to you. What would that be? Any idea? What were you really good at, or what was unusual for you? Anything come to mind?
No, you know, I just had this image of when I was in a classroom, and there was something that happened, and I don't know what it was, but I knew whatever the information was or whatever it was, it dawned on me. It was like, aha. I can't even tell you what it was that I was learning at the time, but there was something there. That's the image.
Like an image or like a sound, like a voice?
No, it's more like I'm seeing it as the image of what happened.
Okay. So like a visualization, like you
yeah.
kind of, I think, what do they call it, seeing? They call it, I can't remember what they call
clairvoyant?
yes. And so you have something like that. But I feel like you're also clairaudient. I feel like you also have the sound. Or Archangel Michael speaks to you. He does talk to you, he tells me. And you do hear him some of the time.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny because that's exactly how it occurs to me too. It is some of the time, and it's sometimes even when I'm asking, I don't hear it when I'm asking. Sometimes
right.
it's just like it shows up out of nowhere.
Right, right. Does it come from a different ear or a different? Mine always comes from the right. Does yours come from a side or an ear?
I never distinguished that. It's just more like I hear it.
Okay. All right. So my messages always come from the right, and I'm just kind of curious if other people have that too. All right.
Wow.
Is there something else? So we didn't really come up with your divine purpose. So let me see if I can come up with it. You know, you have a knowing. You have a sense. You have a realization that others don't have. Precognition. You kind of know things, and that's part of your purpose. So does that help?
Yeah. In fact, that's what I'm looking for. How can I be of service right now? So I appreciate that.
You know, I the words came to me, the angels brought them. It's remote seeing is what it is, where you see things that are other people aren't seeing, remote seeing.
Ah, that's
so
great.
You may want to look that up.
Yeah, I'm going to. You said the other angel for purpose was Daryl?
Darla, D-A-R-L-A.
Oh, D-A-R-L-A, got it.
Yeah, Darla.
Okay,
great.
Yes.
Glad you called. Take care.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy New Year. Thank you guys for KKNW and the work you guys do.
Oh, thanks very much, Howard. We appreciate that. That was very nice of you to say that. Lead it off the right way. 2019, let's do it. 800-930-2819, and you can have some help from your mini, the mini readings from your angel, and that's from Sue Storm. And we'll take another one. It's Concy calling in from Las Vegas. Hi, Concy.
Hi, Benny. Hi, Sue.
Hi,
thank
how are you?
Thank you for my call.
Good.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Have you ever gotten your angel? I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Have you gotten your angels before?
I did a couple years ago. I called in. It's been a while.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember anything about them?
I remember Ariel. The only one I remember.
Okay, all right. The one we were just talking about. Perfect. Okay, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity.
And I laughed. I was chuckling while I was holding because I do occasionally hear a voice, and it comes in my right ear.
Oh, it does come in the right, like mine does. So that's interesting.
It does.
Yeah, great.
I've just recently moved down to Vegas from Seattle to leave a very volatile relationship, and he wants me back, and I don't want to go back, and all of that. So I thought,
can I tell you, your angels have already just come in and said, don't.
Yeah.
they gave me a one word, but it was strong, don't.
Yeah, I'm not moving quite that way. So I had to end up back down at my other place in the desert. So I was just sort of reaffirming it was very difficult on me. It was very hard for anybody listening, if they're in any situation like that, they need to unstick, unglue.
And what the angels are saying is unwind, because we get all wound up in our relationships.
Oh, that's
and,
a good one.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, I see something good coming for you. They're not letting you be alone for too long.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, not that I'm out looking for someone else. I think part of my question would be the career aspect.
Okay.
Because what I was doing obviously now will change because I'm in a completely different area. I was staging homes, and now I'm down in Vegas where it's a different situation. So I was hoping you could enlighten me.
Would you like to do a session with me, a consultation? Because I really have to design something special for you. And actually, I'll give you a gift certificate for a session so we can do that off air, and we can talk about what your skills are, what you're really good at, what you need to know. But they tell me you're going to be successful. Whatever we decide, you're going to be successful at it. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to hear that at the beginning of a new year.
Right. For all. Right. Okay, so let me give you my number.
Okay.
800-323-1790.
Oh, yes. You had just given that earlier. So
I had already. And what the angels are saying is you're off to a good start. Just watch you go. Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, well, great. Thank you, Sue. And have a wonderful year.
Okay.
You and Benny both. Okay?
Thank you.
I'll give you a call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm. theangellady.net.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we're talking about goals, New Year's resolutions, being successful, and accomplishing your goals. And I know Benny has someone waiting, but I want to make a point. I want to make sure I get this point in. When you're setting goals, pick one to do at a time. So give yourself 3 months, 4 months to accomplish one goal. It gets confusing if you're putting a lot of energy into more than one at a time. Okay, I got my point in. Do we have a caller?
We do. We'll go to these phone lines, and it's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to join us. 800-930-2819. And we'll take Liz. Liz is calling in from the Bellevue area. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Thank you so much. This is exciting.
I'm telling you, your angels are just scurrying around. As soon as I heard your voice, they started motion. They're excited. That's the way they told me. Good. Tell me that they're excited when they're talking to someone they really want to talk to. So.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, I feel like I'm very, I would really appreciate some insight and direction. I have a lot of opportunity in front of me in terms of making my next chapter professionally, and I don't want to go back to what I've done, per se, but it's daunting to figure out how to go into something new.
Okay. Well, one of the things you can do is call me for a consultation. We have a Dr. Pat special where I give you 2.5 hours for the price of one. So you may want to call and get the Dr. Pat special so we can really get in there and figure out what's best for you that feels important. However, have you ever gotten your angel names? Do you know
what?
No. Yeah, okay. So your archangel is Raphael. And Raphael is the angel of healing and compassion and brotherhood. And they tell me that you are a healer, you're compassionate, and you really care about others. So there's your archangel Raphael. And then you also have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A. Bettina is the angel of creativity. And I'm not sure, are you artsy or just creative with your mind? Or maybe both.
Well, I like art. I have a lot of ideas. It's my follow-through that's very poor.
Well,
I
maybe
like
that's
crafting.
Part of your new life's purpose. Maybe that's what, what they're talking about in the future. And, again, we can talk about that another time. And then the last of your three angels is Rachel. And Rachel is the angel of inspiration. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to inspire you right now to get to your gifts, to use your creativity. They tell me you're a valuable soul. Wow. You want to write that one down?
Yeah.
My angels
awesome.
Say I'm a valuable soul. Everyone is, but for some reason, they've got a real connection with you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Exciting. Yeah, I guess part of it is turning off that tape in my head I didn't feel like others valued the creativity or the expression, and so I have to get back to myself that does value it.
Right, and when you call me to do the session, remind me about that, because I call that the judge, and in the Angel First Aid books, we deal with the judge. It's a voice in your head that just tries to keep you down. It doesn't. Non-seeing, non-hearing, non-feeling, just wants to keep you even, not help you go ahead or move forward. And probably something important when we're working on goals to find out about the judge in you, anybody listening, actually, and how to tame the judge. So should we do that together at another time?
I think we should. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Liz, for joining us. 800-930-2819. We'll jump off to another caller before our last break here. Sue, it's Cynthia calling in from Issaquah. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Hi.
Okay, I've been meaning to call you for our last session, but I wanted to call you and just see if there's anything that you could tell me the angels are saying about what to go through for career. Because right now I'm in a part-time job and I'm wearing myself out to death, and I don't know if there's any archangel that can help me because I'm getting pretty overwhelmed again.
Okay, so Corey is the angel of careers. Cynthia, are you someone who's done work with me before?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I recognize your voice. Okay,
yep.
All right. And it's funny, you'll laugh at this probably, but I was thinking about you this morning. Your name came to me. The angels talked to me about you. So
you were on my mind, and I was going to call you this afternoon, and then I just drove and heard you on Dr. Pat.
Perfect, perfect. All right. And they feel like you need something uplifting, that, you know, you're, like you say, you're in an average job, but you want something that lifts you up. So the next time you call, we'll set up some goals for you and see if we can get you in a better place. However, there's a message, too, and the message is smile more. They love your smile. You have a beautiful smile, and they want to see it. So let's see what we can do to make that happen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks very much for joining us, Cynthia, 800-930-2819. We actually have another caller there, so let's jump right on it there, Sue. Sharon from Seattle. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Angel Lady. Listen, I talked to you about 2 years ago, but I'm needing help. I have a little issue, but I want to know about my purpose. I had 2019... tracked. I thought I was going to go into my healing studies. And then a friend of mine came up with an issue, and to help her, it may cost me a lot of money. And I would like to know what my guides are thinking about all of this.
Well, get into your healing studies as soon as you can. I mean, that's what they're saying. Maybe if we could do a session and we could figure out how to take care of the expenses that you've got, and so you can get right back into your healing. Do you want to try that at some point?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but the message for you is don't give up your purpose. Don't give up your healing. It's important. It's critical, they're actually saying. It's critical that you get on your path. So we'll figure out a way to work around whatever the issue is. How's that?
Okay. Yes,
perfect.
Because it's very important to her. Okay.
Right. Okay, great.
Okay, so could you give me your number?
Oh, sure, absolutely. 800-323-1790.
Thank you very much.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
and if someone didn't get my website, too, it's theangellady.net, theangellady.net. There's 3 books, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, Angel First Aid, RX for Success, which is the one that I feel everyone listening today is the one that you would need. And then Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. So, and also on the website, there's I don't know what you call it, a heading where you can click on it, and it says Ask Me, and you can ask me a question, and you can ask for a download of some Angel First Aid remedies from the Success Book, and there's no charge for that, and I just email them to you. So you want to check out the website.
Perfect.
How are we doing, Benny? Anyone else there?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Let's just give out the number, 800-930-2819. We're really close to this last break, so let's just go ahead and take that now, 800-930-2819. We have Luke from the Puyallup area standing by, so we'll get with him after the break here, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ryan, host of Your Next Chapter Radio. When you're ready to start a new chapter, take time to get clear about what it is that you want your next chapter to look like. Imagine what you'll be doing, who you'll be with, where will you be, how will you feel when you get what you want. This could be your dream job, finding your love, retirement, a balanced life, a healthy, fit body, whatever you're looking for. create a crystal clear picture of exactly what it is that you want. Then write your vision down in as much detail as you can and read it as often as you can to remind yourself of your what. You don't have to be concerned about how you'll make this happen. You just need to be crystal clear about what it is you want. If you stay focused on your what, watch God and the universe show you opportunities for how to take action and make it happen. If you need help getting clarity around your what for your next chapter, you can reach me at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat today. And we are talking about reaching your goals, to having your New Year's resolutions come to fruition. That's going to be the things that we want to have happen and have them happen. And if you want to get a consultation with me and your angels, and so we can set your goals and explain to you how to make sure that they come to fruition, you can call me at 800-323-1790 to set up a session. And we have a Dr. Pat special where you get 2 half hours for the price of one. So you can really move forward in 2019 and achieve what you want to achieve. This is the year. The energy is good. The stars are lined up. This is the year. And your angels are ready to get you where you want to go. So we have some callers, Benny. Who do we have?
We do. We'll jump down to the Puyallup area, and we have Luke standing by. Hi, Luke. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Luke. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was calling in because I have, like, a huge change in my life. I've dealt with addiction pretty much my whole life, and I'm in the process of changing my life right now, and I'm kind of back to normalcy, but I want my path for the rest of my life and how that's going to look.
Okay.
And also, I'd like my three angels too.
Sure, sure. Okay. And if you can call me for a session, I'm really good with addiction. I've had it in my family, not me personally, thank goodness, but in my family. So I've studied it, and I'm really good with helping people move forward afterward. So you may want to call the 800-323-1790, and we can set up some time for you personally, and then I can help follow you along. When I was talking about the judge earlier, people who have been in addiction have, or addicted, have a really strong judge. So managing that judge and learning about it is going to be important for you moving forward. And your angels care. They said they're proud of you, and they care to give you that message. All right. So
thank
the
you.
Three angels that are with you, your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication, arts and invention. And your other angel is, wow, you have a lot of them. But Solomon, the angel of safety and security, emotional security, financial security. And then you also have the angel that helps you move forward, the manifesting angel. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting.
Okay.
And I do see a bright future for you. I see that you're determined, you're going to do it, and there's a bright future for you.
Awesome.
All right.
Right on. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Glad you called.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling in there, Luke. 800-930-2819. We'll jump off to Susie calling in from Seattle. Hi, Susie. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I had a question. I have a business project I've been working on and with some partners, and we can't decide if we want to continue with it or sell the project. I was wondering if my angels had any ideas on that.
Okay, sure. I mean, that would be another thing that you could call for a session for, because it would be helpful to me to not just have like a minute on the air to talk about it, because it's important. But what I see
right.
is I see friction. I just see, wavy lines and not going straight forward. So I'd have to interpret that. But were you looking for just a yes or no move forward, or do you want to what? Do you want to have more explanation? Do you want to call for a session and I'll give you more explanation as to what I see and what to do?
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I was necessarily a yes or no or either or, but just if, it's going to work out in the end kind of thing.
It will, but there's a twist. So I think we got to examine that a little bit further. So call me in. It's 800-323-1790. We'll set up a time to talk. I'll give you the Dr. Pat special, and then we'll because there's more information. They really have information for you. So maybe it's about going forward but doing it right. I'm not sure. They're not giving me all that yet.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Glad you called. Good luck to you.
All right. That leaves lines open, 800-930-2819, Sue. And, there you go. We have about 6 minutes left in the show.
It's 6 minutes? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We got it. Okay. So we're talking about goals. We're talking about setting goals. We're talking about designing goals and finding your life's purpose. Now, that was another thing that came up earlier in the show. What did you do before the age of 5 that was unique and different to you? Unique. Why are you different? I was already talking to angels before the age of 5, right? Archangel Michael, at least, was talking to me. So you want to find out what it is. And your life's purpose is not always something you make money at. It doesn't have to be a career. It can also be just a gift or just a vision or just a talent. It's an inherent talent. And what the angels tell me is if you follow your life's purpose, there are less bumps in the road. So if you have relationship speed bumps and you have a career speed bumps and you have these bumps in the road, then you're not on your life's purpose. There's a gentle moving you to one side or the other so that you will go straight on your path. And finding out your life's path is really important. It's valuable, and it gives you a sense of peace. The other thing about a life's purpose is that it's easy for you. It's easy for me to talk to angels. It's easy for me to do the things that I do. What you do is not going to be easy for me. Like, it's not easy for me to play the piano. Some people can. So what is easy for you? What is unique? What is different? What is important? And finding that out is going to make your life much smoother and make your New Year's resolutions go farther and help you stay in that pattern of being a success. Again, the excitement of accomplishing things, being a success, knowing that you were able to do it, knowing that that it's important and you were able to achieve it, that's all a part of New Year's resolution. And the other thing, and we were talking about the judge, so I want to say this to you, your judge will judge you. You'll get a bad feeling. And the judge will tell you, you should have done this, you should have done that, or you didn't do this, or you did do that. And you want to learn how to work with your judge, because the important thing is, if you miss, if your New Year's resolution is to lose weight and you cheat a little bit here or there, or your New Year's resolution is to work on your career and you take a couple days off and you don't file for applications or work on it, don't let your judge come in and judge you. Just keep going forward. Okay.
Yeah, keep going forward. I'm going to interrupt there. We have Vanessa from Tacoma who'd like to sneak in real fast there. Sue?
Okay. Let me just finish the sentence and we'll get her.
Go
for
it.
So if the judge comes in, just move forward. Start today. Today is the first day of the future, and move forward. Got it. Go ahead, dear Benny.
All right. Vanessa from Tacoma, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you. Yes. Okay. So I feel like I have a lot of power to change my situation right now, but I really want to know who my guys are so that they can better help me to find the direction I need.
Sure. Okay. So you want to know who your angels are? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then you also have Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And you have that financial angel, Jeremiah, who is the one of financial security.
That's
you
great.
Do have
okay,
a lot,
so
you do have a lot of power. You're a strong person with strong goals, and you'll achieve anything you want to achieve, is what they're telling me. How's that?
Okay. Now, as far as, like, which way to take it, like, as far as prioritizing those goals, what do they have to say?
Benny, I'm having trouble understanding.
She said about
but I can't understand.
Yeah,
her.
She said about prioritizing those goals, which direction to go to.
Oh, okay. You may want to call me, and then we can prioritize them for you. But it's the thing that's the most important to get done. It's hard. If you gave me a list of your goals, I could tell you 1, 2, 3, 4. So call me for a session, and we'll really get in and help you out. How's
that sounds pretty good, Sue. Let's give out that number for Vanessa.
Sure, 800-323-1790.
Perfect. There you go, Vanessa. We have to wrap it up there, Sue. Any parting words for today?
Just be proud of yourself, be successful in your thoughts, and send a blessing to the world, because you are being blessed by your angel. Ooh, that was beautiful.
It was perfect for the start of 2019 from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'll see you next time, everybody. I tried to swim against.